Hello, Odyssey. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today, we're talking to a critical, foundational, yes, even sensational Odyssey voice.
I can't wait. But first, here's the latest news.
Okay, Jess, you know that summer reading list on our website?
Oh, yeah. I've been catching up on my Young Wit and Imagination Station reading.
Well, you may not know that we also have a free downloadable road trip activity book. It's full of games, puzzles, and coloring sheets for any car, plane, boat, or train trips your family has planned in the months ahead.
Oh, that sounds perfect for the trip I'm taking later this month to California.
You're going to California?
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm interviewing Paul McKell Williams for November's Clubhouse cover story.
Oh, the voice of Trey Calhoun.
Well, we got Trey's way in the magazine, so let's get him on the cover.
Well, that'll be great. Anyway, the activity book and that summer reading list are available now at adventuresinodyssey.com/summer. Okay, now we're talking to someone who really needs no introduction.
But we'll give one anyway, because she's just that great. Chris Anthony Lansdowne has been the host of the show since the very beginning, episode number one.
You hear her wonderful voice at the beginning and end of pretty much every episode. She's there with introductions, lessons, and credits.
But Chris has also played a number of characters on the show over the years. She was the fairy Oddmother and the wicked and mean and generally not very nice woman in The Great Wishy-Waz.
She was Rachel McAllister in The Ill-Gotten Deed and, memorably, a pregnant woman in A License to Drive.
But we've heard her most recently as the voice of Mrs. Randolph in this month's club adventure, Mile 151. She has a bigger part than usual in this story, and she even gets to sing.
Let's hear from Chris about Mrs. Randolph and how the character has changed over time. Chris, we've interviewed you on the podcast before, so our listeners can always go back and hear those previous episodes to learn about how you got the job on the show way back in 87 when you were about 12 years old, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But today we are talking about recent developments and the character of Mrs. Randolph. First off, Chris, our listeners may not know how you record your part on the show and how your session is separate from the other actors. Describe a rap session. When I say rap, I mean W-R-A-P. Uh-huh. How does that work?
You don't want me to rap?
Well, I do. I mean,
okay. Don't tempt me now. So when we do raps, usually I'm not with the whole gang sitting in the same room. I come in on my special days and I have my own time with everybody where I do, you know, the raps before the episode and after. But when I do periodically get a role on the show, which is so much fun, I do sit with everybody, or I'm you know, interacting with all the group.
And of course, you've done the raps on every episode, but you've Yay! Also played several characters over the years who have reoccurred, including Mrs. Randolph and Maude Walton. So I got to find out, how did you come up with that voice for Mrs. Randolph, who I think first appeared in the episode Welcoming Wooten?
Yes, Mrs. Randolph. Well, when I think back on Mrs. Randolph, I remember picking out somebody in my mind that would be just sweet and dear and on the elderly side, and she would just be happy to be around people. And then I thought, and she's kind-hearted, and I thought, it's what I want to be when I'm old. Well, I am old, but when I'm older, I thought, this is who I'd like to be as an older woman. So I just pictured kind of me as an older lady. But then I added a little bit of a accent to her. I think at the time I gave her this, but I said, oh, Wooten dear. It's like she was a little bit of Southern.
And what's unique about the episode Mile 151 is Mrs. Randolph actually appears without interacting with Wooten.
Yes.
And you talked about how much fun it is working with Jess. So you would just peel back that curtain a little bit more. Because, again,
peel.
You guys are hilarious. And I know it's different even, like, in the studio versus doing the live yes. audio shows. You've done the stage shows, like, on the cruise. So just talk
yes,
about
yes.
working with Jess and what can, like you said, explode into all the fireworks and things that can happen when you're on stage together.
Well, thanks, Jess. That's a great question. I have to say this. It's as if I go back into being 10 years old again. And Jess and I, when we sit together, it's like sitting next to that person in school where you just know you're going to get in trouble because you're going to have a friend next to you that gets all the funny jokes or who's silly. And just, you know, you have to kind of control yourself not to do the thing you want to do, which is, did you see that? Did you see that? But Jess is also a very dear friend. So we are friends inside of Odyssey and outside of Odyssey. And I adore him. He's just, he's my buddy.
Well, Mrs. Randolph made her debut in 2000 in Welcoming Wooten. And I have to ask, Chris, did anything change about your portrayal of the character, you know, particularly in Mile 151, but really since the beginning?
Yes, she did change. And I'll tell you why, because the first, you know, a couple times I did her, she did have that little side of a little more airy. And I don't want to say Aaron, that's not a good... Like, she just couldn't remember where her glasses were. You know, woot, and they are, oh, they're on my head. And then, you know, and she just loved him doing the birthday song, and oh, do the birthday song. And then I thought about her when they, you know, when Marshall had written this new script, Mile 151, she was very sentimental about her husband and what happened to him and how she felt about the road. I'm not going to give away any, you know, part of the story. But when she was talking to the kids, she was a lot deeper. She wasn't, you know, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da. It mm-hmm. was her heart that you could see. And you could feel that she was a very, you know, sweet person and that her husband meant a lot to her. So I took away some of that, you know, the goofy side of her, and I made her a little more real and down to earth. And when she said she, there's a line where she talks about baking cookies. I mean, that was that, oh, I'll bake you cookies. But then she talked about her husband, and I think back about the one line where I think it was, she was saying something about many, many years ago. I was traveling down the road when I blew out my tire. And she started to tell the story of how she met her husband. And you could just feel how dear she was just by the words that were written. So I did not want to make her sound goofy at all.
Yeah.
I kept that warmness to her because that's who she is. But when I finished reading that one little paragraph of her talking, I kid you not, I almost started crying. It affected me.
That was very sweet.
It did.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about not trivializing Mrs. Randolph in the tender moment. There is another moment, though, that is very fun and very funny. In Mile 151, you got to sing as Mrs. Randolph in the background of one scene. Did you prepare ahead as far as which songs you were going to sing? How'd that come about?
Oh, I laughed and laughed and laughed because when I saw that she was going to sing, I said, oh, how fun is this going to be? I get to sing. And then I looked at the songs that were picked. Oh, McDonald had a farm. And row, row, row your boat. And there goes my singing debut.
And Bingo was his name. Oh, yes.
Bingo was his name. No, I had a blast doing that. And that, to me, was the end all when you get to sing on Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, you are a woman of many gifts. Speaking of gifts, it is time for our
TRQ,
which stands for Totally Random Question. You've done this with us before, Chris. It's a question submitted by a listener, in this case, Bethany08. Okay. Bethany08 wants to know, have you ever received a gift that you didn't like at first, but grew to absolutely love?
Oh, wow. Yes, I was given a beautiful sweater once as a birthday gift. It had flamingos on it, and it had big palm trees, and on the sweater had little eyes that like moved. So, you know, have you ever seen those things that's like a toy?
Uh-huh.
Well, on the sweater, the flamingo's eyes moved. This sweater was uglier than you can imagine. And the beak of the flamingo just happened to turn to like my stomach. So you look at it and you see the beak, you look at the stomach, and I thought to myself, well, I'm sure it's going to be a good conversation piece when I wear it. just so happens that I put that sweater away. I said, I just have to put this in a drawer, and when this person comes to visit, I'll put it on. Well, not only did it sit in my drawer for about 2 years, but this particular person came to visit, and the eye fell off, so there was only one eye left. So this ugly flamingo with one eye, with this beak that pointed to my stomach, and I was, you know, I'm thinking, it wasn't even pink like a flamingo. It was like this odd purplish weird color. And so I knew I was going to see her, and I said, well, you know, I'm going for broke. I put the sweater on, showed up in it, and I had probably more fun than you can imagine wearing this ugly sweater. People from all over said, where did you get that sweater? And she's just all beaming and says, I bought it for her. You know where that sweater is now?
Where's that?
It's in my drawer waiting for anybody who wants it, okay?
Wow. I think we need to get a picture of you in the sweater. Just, I think the fans would love to see that one-eyed flamingo sweater.
I'll be sure and black out a tooth when I wear it. You know me.
Well, speaking of the fans, we just ran an event in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Jesse, where we randomly selected members to get a personal phone call from Chris.
Chris, yes.
Yeah, Chris, you made over 50 calls that week. Do you want to tell us about that experience?
You guys, you know, I love, love, love making these calls. They are so special to me. This is my moment to actually talk to all the sweet people that listen to Adventures in Odyssey. And it's so surprising because I think I'm calling kids, and that's only half of it. I get adults, I get elderly people, anybody that picks up that phone who's randomly selected. I never know who's going to answer because it's, like I said, I pray and I say, God, you just lead me to whoever needs a phone call today. And so I put my finger on the list, and I see somebody's in Hawaii or Wyoming or New York or wherever they are. And somebody picks up, and it's always, at first they go, is this a spam call? And I said, no, it's not a spam call. It's Chris from Adventures in Odyssey. And the reaction is so amazing. For example, I got one little kid that goes, Chris, it's Chris from Odyssey. Mom! He yells it out and then hangs up the phone.
That's
up. I went, okay, that was a quick call. Of course, I called him back. And then I get people that are just so sweet and receptive, and they tell me about their whole life story about Adventures in Odyssey and how much it meant to them and what, you know, what they were going through at the time and how Odyssey helped them. And I get to just enjoy the moment. So thank you, guys. Thanks to Adventures in Odyssey for not replacing me and keeping me there for 35 years.
Well, you're
Thank you, God.
You're irreplaceable, Chris, and such a huge part of the Odyssey family. And you have been, again, for 35 years, and you've seen that generational impact of the show, right? It's parents and it's kids. It's young and old. It's all different walks of life that Odyssey has touched. So what do you think is that secret to the endearing popularity of the show?
In my life, I have been a voice actress for almost 40 years, and I have pursued this occupation for a long time. But Adventures in Odyssey, it's in a league of its own. It's a combination of a few things. Our world is so sad sometimes. Mm. I think kids are bombarded with so many crazy stuff nowadays. There's so many weird things coming at them that, you know, it's like it's hard to weed through and find the goodness of things to look at and want to do and want to be. It's hard to describe this, but Adventures in Odyssey, it's like a special world that you could go to where God lives there, and all these people that have hearts for God And not everybody's a believer, but in your heart, you're just hopeful that someday they all would be, you know, all these characters. There's just nothing like it. It's I, Chris, who have been on all these episodes, when that comes in the mail, when my CDs come in the mail, I can't wait to open it and listen to the next episode. That's how I feel. And I'm the host of the show. Now, did I answer your question? I have no idea.
You did, though. You did, just talking about the truth and the hope that's in this show that is unique in some ways. Again, pointing people to God and to the life-giving message that is, you know, only comes from Him. And
Yeah, it is.
It's a special show.
Well, we love to be able to take our fans behind the scenes. And one of the ways we do that in the club in the month of June, which is when Mile 151 is the June episode in the club, we have a little video. You may recall recording with me after we recorded. You had your script that had been signed by Marshall Younger, and we talked a little bit about Mrs. Randolph. And we also got a glimpse of you recording your raps. On video.
Nice.
And so is in the club. Club members are going to get a chance in June to be able to see you. Oh. So, Chris, thank you so much for being available, not just to us, but to the fans, to the show all these years, for being so consistently gracious. We love you so much, and it's always great to have you on the podcast.
Love you guys.
I love you too, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Take care. Bye, everybody.
You can hear Mile 151 in the club right now.
Or you can hear a little bit of it right here, right now.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a natural disaster hits Odyssey.
The road is a mess.
Like the storm threw all the trash onto this road.
Zoe wants to clean it up.
No one maintains this road anymore.
Maintaining a mile? How do you do that?
You're responsible for keeping it clean and reporting any problems to the state.
But will her friends get carried away?
You heard him, Zoe. We can make this even bigger.
People will come from miles around to see our creation.
Don't miss this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan-favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.